The following podcast is a presentation of Small Biz America. This is Beyond Networking. And now, here's your host, Ron Sukenik.
Well, good morning and welcome to Beyond the Networking, being with Ron Sukenik. And I am Ron Sukenik. And wow, I'm so glad you joined us, and, you know, many of you just keep coming back, and, you know, maybe you're hearing things that you want to hear. So my question again this week is, you know, what are you doing to make the most from the contacts you're making? I mean, look, experience shows that you're not together very long, and if you think that you're just going to go out and pass business cards, make follow-up calls, shake their hands, I feel you're making a mistake. We got to get way beyond this thing called networking, and really that's what this show is about. You know, if you're tuning in for the very first time, this is a weekly podcast. It's really about taking networking and the relationship process to the next level. And, you know, we do this, as many of you know, that by inviting in innovative thinkers, creators that can and do share real strategies and real techniques on how you can be and take your thinking to another level. And you know, this morning or this afternoon or this evening, whenever you are listening to this, our guest is going to help us do it. I've got Joe Peachy. I think he's out there. I believe he's in the fine state of Florida. It's a little bit warmer out there. He's a sales strategist, an executive coach, an author, a trainer, could be a dad, probably a loving husband, all that stuff. He's also the co-author, along with his wife, and the intellectual resource. I love that, Joe. Behind the book, Sell Naked on the Phone and Sell Naked in Person. Woo! Joe, welcome to the program.
Well, thanks. And we are in the sunny state of Florida.
I know, my God. We're going to get into your books in just a moment, but what I love sales strategists. I love coach, and I know you've got an athletic coaching background, but help me out today, Joe. I mean, you travel around the country. You meet tons of people all the time. What's going on with people today? Why it seems like people are not nearly as focused on connecting and building relationships with one another. Are you sensing that as well or not?
Yeah, Ron, what we see is people talk at each other. Okay.
I like that. Keep going.
I've actually had people, when they get off the phone with me, they say, "I'll talk at you later." Okay, and we're beyond that. What happened for Dawn and I through our evolution in this process is we became certified in human behavior because we knew we were in people businesses. People sell to people. You know, even when people are doing B2B and they're saying, "I'm selling to a business," there's a person making that decision. And so we realized if we were going to be in the people selling to people business, we needed to understand people. It's kind of like if you were going to a foreign country and you were speaking in your native language and they were not hearing you. Dawn and I have spoken abroad and there's an interpreter, and I realize they're getting about 30% of what I'm saying. In the same way, we realized that in sales and relationship building, we needed to understand people's personalities, their behaviors, and the needs behind those things.
So I just can't go out there with a good product and think that I'm a kind of a fun guy and an interesting guy and an extrovert and be as successful as I. But, so I've got to learn about people's behavior. At least that's what I'm hearing, Joe.
That's the
strategy.
If I had to pick the number one thing in our consulting, individually or with companies, that we feel is kind of the weak spot, the blind spot, is they get so focused on the quality of product that they don't understand. People don't buy products. They buy the results of the products. They buy the benefits of the products. We work specifically with companies, helping them to develop a value proposition. We do that the same way. I've really enjoyed listening to some of the podcasts on how to work chambers and leads groups. Because when people, or my wife calls it the yellow pages, you ask somebody, "So what do you do?" And they throw up all over you and they tell you all of their offerings instead of how can it benefit them.
Yeah, and you know what's interesting about that, Joe, and help me out on this. I know you know this. I mean, I'm thinking you go to Chamber of Commerce meetings, and you're an interesting guy. I'm sure you're approachable, and you might meet 10 or 15 people, and then the likelihood, Joe, that you are going to get a phone call or an email or even a note in the mail to say, hey, Joe, what a pleasure to meet you, is so far-fetched. You know, at least I experienced that, Joe. I'll get anywhere from 1 to 2 or 3 people. So to me, I'm saying to myself, what are they going after? Do they think they're going after the sale? Or maybe they should consider going after the relationship. Do you have that same experience, Joe?
Well, I think most people, I was listening to one of the interviews you did, and I can't remember the man's name, but he hit it right on target. They don't even know why they're there. You know, maybe it's the wine and the cheese. For me, I don't have time to waste. So when I walk into a chamber or leads group, I have a specific intent. Okay? I'm getting ready to launch a seminar series called How to Turn Your Memberships into Income. Not that friendships are not important. Not that relationships are not important outside of business. But the very fiber of a chamber or leads group is to cultivate reciprocal business. So when I walk into a leads group or a chamber, that's just the beginning. That's the contact to connection stage of the process. That's just the beginning. There has to be follow-up, and follow-up never stops.
And I hear you. Help me out on this, Joe. You know, connecting with people is awkward. You know, for me, I've noticed, not for me, but what I've noticed is that networking is pretty awkward for most people. It's hit and miss. It's situational, lack support, many times about individual success. But I want to get your take on this concept of connecting with people and then building trust with people. Do you have a process or a way that you think about that? Could you share?
I have a model that I follow, and I call it the connect to rapport model. And if you can picture this, in the human behavior, there's basically 4 things I look for in people's behavior. I look for people that are outgoing or reserved, and then also people that are people-oriented and task-oriented. And in the process of asking questions, it'll reveal itself. Well, in the connect to rapport model that I follow, if I meet you and connect with you, that just begins with you. If you're a task-oriented person, you're not going to do business with me unless you trust me.
Okay. Very good.
Now, if you're a people-oriented person, you're not going to do business with me unless you like me. The things from trust, so a task-oriented person, the model looks like this: connect, trust, relationship, rapport. A relationship person, a people-oriented person, the model looks like connect, relationship, trust, and rapport. Ultimately, Ron, the goal is to get to rapport.
Yes.
That takes time. Rapport is when Ron calls me up about anything he needs. I'm his go-to guy. I am a trusted advisor. I may have a product, an XYZ product, but Ron calls me on a Tuesday afternoon and says, hey, do you know a good attorney? It has nothing to do with my business, but if Ron calls me about an attorney, then if I have a product and or service he needs, who's he going to call?
Good point. I may call Ghostbusters, or remember the movie, Joe, but no, that's right. I got that. So
now, so as I develop, and I don't want this to sound mechanical, it's not, but it is a model. I know this, that if you're a task-oriented person, the things that will break the sales cycle, the buying cycle, is a break in trust. Now, a task-oriented person will evaluate trust things on: do I return phone calls? Am I late for appointments? Am I rude enough to take a telephone call during a meeting? So a person who is task-oriented looks at a break in trust based on task things. Does that make sense?
It does. And isn't there a majority of people, Joe, that are kind of doing this? Like,
oh, absolutely.
Unconsciously? I mean, unconsciously. They're not going through this process that you're talking about. They're just kind of going with the flow. They're getting a feel. You don't do something that I think you should have done, so I don't trust you, but I don't. Am I thinking much about that, Joe? Are people taking the time to really think about that? Or?
No, I don't think so, because I really don't believe a person who walks into a chamber or a leads group really is thinking. I went to a chamber event last night. It was an after hours. And I'll be honest with you. I was there 15 minutes early. And automatically, I was acting like I was the host, even though I wasn't.
Oh, I love that.
It wasn't even in my town.
I got it.
Okay, now, I heard you say something when we first talked about contact to connect. Last night, I was evolving contacts to the connection stage. I have four people I now have on what is going into my model of connect. I will call them today. I'll reestablish, hey, it was great meeting you last night. What's the chance we can grab a cup of coffee? What's the chance we can have lunch? Now, to earn their business, I have to earn trust. Traditionally, statistics say it's going to take me six contacts to develop trust or with a relationship person so they can like me. Now, let's go quickly down to the people-oriented person. What will kill the buying cycle is if I embarrass that person. A person who's people-oriented does not want to be embarrassed. They never want you to talk bad about your competitor. They want you to smile and have fun. Honestly, when we started to learn these things, our closing ratio went from 40% to over 90%.
You know, Joe, you really are a selling strategist. I can tell that. In fact, let me ask you this, and I'm going to put you on the spot here.
Okay.
And I'll give you my take on it, but I know you're going to adapt to it. What is the fastest way, Joe, for me to get people to like me? I want people to like me. What do you find?
Okay.
If there is one way to get people to really like me fast,
I have to serve them. I have to get out of the personal agenda, and I have to find out what is it that they need. What is their human? Here's the thing. Now let's go back. First, I have to decide: is Ron a people-oriented person or is Ron a relationship person? If you're a task-oriented person, we can start doing business before you like me, as long as you trust me. However, if you're people-oriented, we're not going to do business until you like me. Now, I go back to one of the ladies on your the one who talked about lunches. Boy,
the
she's got
lunch.
It down.
Robin.
Robin. Boy, if you're a people-oriented person, you and I are going to have lunch. You know, I'm Italian. Most Italians like to break bread.
Italians love to eat. In fact, Joe, I grew up in New York and in Brooklyn, Flatbush, Brooklyn. And on the left of me was Mrs. Capetta, and on the right of me was Mrs. Salenza. And I'll tell you, I'm of the Jewish faith. But I tell you, Italian people do love to eat.
And so do Jewish people. Okay.
Jewish people love to eat too. But I'll tell you, Joe, let me just share this with you, and it's what I found. One of the ways, or if not the way, on my perspective, to get people to like me is to find something about people I like,
right,
and never tell them what it is. And what happens is it moves into this technology, this world of, my God, I sense that they like me,
right,
and it makes it so much easier for them to, I mean, they sense that I like them, and it makes it so much easier for
right.
them to sense that they like me. So
right.
that's my take on it. Can we move into something else for
Absolutely.
A moment? I want to jump over to motivation, and,
right.
and I want to get your take on this as well. You know, everybody, and I know you also talk about self-motivation. Look, here's my take on it. When I go out and I'm with people and I'm speaking or training like you do, I mean, they're either motivated or they're not. And we know the strongest form of motivation is what's within me, intrinsic.
Right.
So what do you feel that way as well?
Okay.
And give me your take on self-motivation.
Ron, you and I think a lot alike. And here I haven't ever seen anyone slow play into ambition. I talk to people all the time about they have
slow
to have
play.
A pilot light lit.
Oh, wait a minute. I love that. Slow play into ambition. Great,
you know,
phrase.
I coached football for 20 years. 18 of my kids played in the National Football League. They weren't the 18 most talented. They were the most talented with the biggest burn. In business, in sales, I believe there's two things people have to bring to the table. If they bring these two things to the table, I feel I can coach them and train them to be highly skilled. They have to bring ambition and self-discipline. Because without self-discipline and ambition, sales is going to be very hard for them.
Okay, okay. Wow, I didn't know that you had. You said you coached 18 students?
I
that
coached.
Ended up in, wow.
Yeah. It was great training for business, I can tell you.
Oh, I can hear you. So ambition, slow play to ambition. So I need ambition and I need discipline.
Right.
And so by having that, I can kind of move to new levels.
Absolutely.
In performance. Well, that's interesting. Let's keep going on this for a moment, Joe. So what are we finding with people? So why don't they have this this concept of ambition and discipline? That's a tough match that they got to put together, isn't it, for a lot of people?
Well, I think sales or business in general, even a person who works for a company but is doing some type of networking because they're cultivating sales, they're really independent contractors in a way. I heard it said sales is the best paying job if you're ambitious and the worst paying job if you're lazy.
Oh, that's funny.
Okay,
that's
so, you know, I believe in personal growth and development. I believe in reading and self-education and attending training and, you know, everything you can do to grow as a human being. But there's very little out there that's going to get somebody to do something they're not motivated to do from intrinsic, just like you said.
Okay. By the way, so a friend of mine, a mutual friend, by the way, Mike Johnson, who we both know, gave me this information. He says, you got to meet this guy, Joe. He's great. He's great. And he's got this book called Sell Naked on the Phone. I started to laugh a little bit, and then I want to talk about that a little bit.
Okay.
So you have a book called Sell Naked on the Phone. It looks like maybe even a series, Sell Naked in
it
Person.
Is.
And you talk about stripping away the barriers. Give us some how'd you come to this point of how do you even come in with a title like this?
Okay, here's very quickly what happened. My wife and I were speaking. My wife and I trained together, which is very unique. We train together, we train individually. I was doing a keynote talking about how to close sales based on personalities. And I believe in strategic alliances. I believe that, you know, the more you elevate the people you spend time with, the more you have to grow. And in the audience was a gentleman, Dr. Robert Rome, who owns and operates Personality Insights. And, you know, you're not going to become strategically aligned with successful people in the bowling alley. You know what I'm saying? You got to get out where the eagles are flying. And so when I came off the stage, he grabbed me and he said, this is a very unique approach. We went on to get certified in human behavior and we started working together and we developed this book, Sell Naked on the Phone and Sell Naked in Person. And I believe it is so important in the way of sales because it goes deeper than technique. It goes to the fears for salespeople. See, there's a big washout in salespeople because their own personal needs don't get met. And so
I'm sorry.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. You go ahead.
No. So it's more than just a simple collection of tips and techniques.
Oh, no. This is not just techniques. This is a part of it is technical, but a lot of it has to do with, you know, selling is about intent, not technique.
Okay.
It's about understanding ourselves as people. about understanding other people. It's about how we can communicate. So in this book, there is a lot of how-tos, but there's also a lot of whys in the philosophy and how to read other people. I do live telephone training. I go into corporations and I take their salespeople. I take them through human behavior. My wife and I will take them through human behavior so they understand. We teach them how to read certain things on the phone. And we do live phone call training. I did a training for a corporation. We made 400 calls. We booked 89 cold calls, and they all stuck.
They all stuck.
We are booking over 25%.
You know, when I think of a selling system, as you state that you have in from this book, I think of something, Joe, that's predictable and reliable. Is it safe to say that I can get this book, I can read this book, and is there a training, a live interpretation of this book that's available through video or for you person?
This is what we're doing. We are right now in the process of finalizing an entire system that people, which will have DVDs, CDs, books, and workbooks. Okay, we're also doing around the country, we're starting to set up our Sell Naked Successfully boot camps. And I hate to use the word boot camp because sometimes it has the connotation of not giving value but just selling the next event. That's not our venue.
You said Sell Naked
boot camps. Sell Naked Successfully boot camps.
Okay, but you don't want people to get the wrong impression.
No, it's not. It's not the kind of boot camp where you come and you hear about the next meeting. We're not, you know, selling $1 million worth of stuff in the back of the room. This is when people will come in, and in the course of 3 days, we'll understand human behavior, we'll understand how to create a value proposition. You know, real quick, let's go back to the Leeds and Chambers group.
Okay.
If
sure.
I meet you at a Leeds group and Chambers group, and you say, Joe, what do you do? I do sales training. You know what you say? So does everybody else.
That's true. There's no shortage of books.
Right. But if you say, Joe, what do you do? Okay. Well, first
what
of all,
do,
I've asked you what you do first. I beat you to the punch.
Okay.
Okay.
Good.
And you say, and then I say, basically, I help people accomplish more with the staff they have in place. Now, whose benefit is that? That's your benefit.
Yes.
So your next question is, Joe, tell me how you do that. Now we have a connection, we have a conversation, we have communication. I'm not the Yellow Pages. Now, on the phone, so in our boot camp, we're going to establish value propositions. We're going to talk about the whole process, and then we're going to end it up with live telephone training where we will get those people on the phone. I went into a company, and the man I was there for said, so are you going to get on the phone on Wednesday, which was the last day of the boot camp, and are you going to make calls so they can see? I said, no, this is not real estate. I said, I'm already good on the phone. These people have to have take-home value.
I love that.
I got them all on the phone. These people had phone fears. I had a man there who was 64 years old. He actually sold insurance for many years. He had his secretary do all his calls.
And he's probably did he have a miserable life?
He's lived a nice life.
Oh, he had a nice life and
nice.
He had fun with it.
But I got him on the phone. He booked 15 appointments, and he said to me, I mean, this is a businessman with tears in his eyes. I have never been able to conquer my fear of the phone. This was worth 10 times what I spent here.
You know, Joe, I see lots of testimonials on your approach to the phone, and certainly for anybody listening, if you need to develop an approach, then maybe you want to sell naked. Okay, I don't know how you all visualize that, but Joe, look, let me. I want to jump over to something else
okay.
for a moment. I've got a picture of you and your lovely wife. Okay, I know you're a team. Okay, you look like a great team. And
we've been together 38 years.
Yeah, 38 years. So what am I missing, Joe? Do I need to have both you and your wife on this podcast at the same time? What are we missing by not hearing Dawn?
Dawn is a home run, okay? We've been together and in business. We started developing businesses together 15 years ago. Uh, this is this is not a political statement. I have an aversion to partnerships. Okay, partnerships don't seem to make it. So I have one partner, my wife, and we do very well together. We complement each other. We don't compete. We complete. And Dawn handles a lot of training in her own right. She's getting ready to do an entire training to medical professionals. Her area of expertise is relationship development. She can do interaction dynamics. She helps companies cut down on their turnover. 51% of turnover for companies today is based on bad communication, conflict. So she can get people working together.
Wow. Wow. Okay. What a vision that is.
It, you know, if I called you up and I said, Ron, this is Joe Peachy, and is this a good time? Yeah. Ron, let me tell you what we do. We help companies accomplish more with the staff they have in place. We can help you cut down on turnover and increase productivity. Can I get 15 minutes of your time?
That's a loaded question, Joe. Everybody wants the people to do as more than the
so you think you'll give me a 15 minute appointment?
Yeah, if you had that kind of approach, Joe. I've had miserable approaches. In fact, I got a call, and I apologize. I'm a really nice guy, but I got a call about 6 weeks ago from some guy. Mm-hmm. He was so, and I love listening to these phone people because sometimes you'll hire them if they're good, but. He was miserable, and I said to him, I said, excuse me, what's your name? He said, my name is Steve. I said, Steve, are you having fun doing this? He said, not really.
Not really?
And I said to him, I said, Steve, I can tell. I can tell. In fact, can I make a suggestion? I don't mean to be rude. Get another job.
Find something else to do.
Joe, would you do something like, I'm sorry. And here we are in this joyful time of the year, December. I'm sure you're, I can tell from being at your website that family and the spirit of this season is important to you.
It is.
Today we've been speaking with a sales strategist, executive coach, author, and trainer, Joe Peachy. And by the way, the co-author, Sell Naked on the Phone and Sell Naked in Person with his lovely wife, Dawn Peachy. And I want to promise everybody, and I want everybody that hears this to send me an email. You know how to do that. Just go right to the Small Biz America website and send me an email. But let me know if you want to hear from Dawn, because I'm thinking, Joe, that we're going to have you and Dawn back together. I want to hear you both together. And by the way, if people want to learn more about Joe, I want to suggest that you visit his website, which is Peachy and Peachy. I've got to spell it for you. It's PICIANDPICI. So that's peachyandpeachy.com. And Joe, if people want to say hello to you and talk with you, is that available? And what number should they call you at?
407-947-2590.
So 407-947-2590, that's to reach. Of course, we know there's another number for Dawn, but we're not going to give it out because today we've been with Joe Peachy. And you know, Joe, in closing, we always want to leave the listening audience thinking about something. I call them thinking points for connecting forward. So, Joe, my question to you is, what thinking point can we leave for the audience today?
I honestly think, you know, in all the strategy that we do and all the focus training we do, everything is still based on desire and where people want to be. And I think everyone who wants to be successful has to look out 4 or 5 years from now and decide what they want to have accomplished in that time. They need to find the prize. They need to find what the price is that they're going to have to pay. And then I just recommend that they pay it because it is worth it. Anytime you take on a project and you succeed, pass the money, the self-esteem, and everything that else that gets better in your life is just unspeakable.
I love it, Joe. That's great. There's not much I can say. Thanks, everybody, for taking the time. And Joe, what a pleasure to be with you, and looking forward to hearing more about your boot camps.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, then. Have a great week.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to Beyond Networking. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit smallbizamerica.com.
Small Biz America.